Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time. By the grace of God, we've been bringing messages to you for 20 years now. And so we thank the Lord for this day, for this message. We thank the Lord for the radio station and all of you, the listeners, those who have supported us over the many years, prayed for us. And if this is your first time listening today, we say welcome to you. We hope you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. Today, we're going to be talking about being born again. And this is a great message from John chapter 3, where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus. This is a salvation message, an evangelism message. And so if you're not saved, if you don't know what's going to happen to you after you take your last breath on this earth, you need to listen to this message. You need to be born again. And so we'll talk about this here in just a minute. Well, once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Today we're going to be talking about Nicodemus coming to Jesus. Before we get into that message, though, I want to just give you an update on the school project. We have in mind to build a primary school out there at Macunda, and it's going to take $300,000 just to get the school built. And I know that's a big request. It's a big mountain to climb, but we believe God is able to do that. And so we want to present this to you, and it will be an evangelism tool. Besides being a great educational tool, it will be an evangelism tool because many of the children that come will be from the Muslim faith. And so we'll be able to teach about Jesus, preach about Jesus, sing Bible songs, Bible stories. And so this is going to be a great evangelism tool in the heart of Macunda Village to reach the children. So pray about your part. Contact me, pureprairie@hotmail.com, pureprairie@hotmail.com, and let me know if you're interested. We can get you details on the project and get you involved, and we can get that school built for the glory of God. Thing, I have my primary school education already, and so this is about the glory of God and bringing God's message to the children of Macunda Village here in Kenya. Well, today we're going to be talking about being born again, and this is a great subject. Of course, the Bible is all about Jesus. Every book of the Bible is about Jesus, and so the four Gospels are extremely interesting, extremely revelatory about Jesus Christ and his message, why he came to earth. And so my point in bringing this message to you today is that my primary calling is as an evangelist. I came to Africa because I had been called to be an evangelist. And so to be an evangelist means you have to explain the gospel message to people in a clear and simple way that they can understand and that they can know then the choice that they have to make, whether to choose Jesus as their Lord and Savior, whether to choose him, repent of their sin, repent of their wicked way, turn from their wicked way, and embrace him as Lord and Savior. And so that's the simple gospel message, and it's easily seen here in John chapter 3, when this man named Nicodemus, who was a ruler of the Jews, a teacher of the Jews, when he came to Jesus to get instruction and get answers for the questions that he had in his life. And my experience has shown me that people have a lot of questions about their life. If they're not born again, if they don't know for sure, if they're saved, they have a lot of questions about their life, like what happens to them after they die, what happens to their soul, what happens to their spirit, what happens to their body, and also what is their purpose here on this earth. Maybe you're a young person out there today, 18, 19, 20 years old, and you don't really know what your purpose is here on this earth. You don't really understand why God created you. You have lots of questions, and unfortunately, if you don't look to the Bible and to God's word to help you with these questions, many people get off into the weeds. They get into drugs, they get into alcohol, they get into sexual immorality. And the first thing you know, the devil is filling up all of their questions with his answers. And so that is not a good thing. Leads people off into the wilderness area sometimes for years and decades at a time. And so that is not God's will, that you be in confusion about your life when the answers are clearly shown in his word. The answers are clearly seen in his word. And if you just listen to God's word being preached and taught, or if you get out your Bible yourself, read the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, read them so you can understand about the life of Jesus, you will know what God's plan is for your life. You will know, and you will get all of those questions that you have in your mind, you will get them answered, and that is God's will, that you not be in confusion, that you not be wandering around for years at a time down the road of life and not know what your purpose is. And so we're going to look at this so that you will know for sure if you're born again. All right, John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Well, the Pharisees were the religious elite. They were the scholars, came from the Bible colleges, the seminaries, you might say, in that day. And so they were the religious elite. And in most instances, they were opposed to the teaching of Jesus Christ because they were concerned most strictly about religion, keeping rules, keeping regulations, keeping traditions and rituals. That was the focus of their existence. That was the focus of their Pharisaical religion. And so in verse 2, this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, but no one can do these signs or these miracles that you do unless God is with him. And so he's admitting that he understands, or he sees the divinity of Jesus Christ. He's admitting that Jesus is extraordinary. He's not a typical human being of that day, not even a typical teacher of that day. He says, we know that because you do all the miracles, that you have God in you, that you know God, that God is with you. And the interesting thing here in this verse is that this man, Nicodemus, comes to Jesus at night because Nicodemus was embarrassed about his lack of answers. He was a teacher of the Jews, a ruler of the Jews, and yet he didn't have the real answers for his own life. Here he was trying to teach other people, and yet he didn't have the answers for his own life. So he comes to Jesus at night to avoid embarrassment. He comes to avoid humiliation. He didn't want his own students and his own people, his own Jewish people, to see him. So he comes at night, and he starts asking Jesus questions. And so Jesus answers him here. The first question he answers in verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, Jesus, when he says most assuredly, you better perk up and you better listen, because he's telling you this is sure. This is coming from the mouth of God. This is coming from the heart of God. And I can say that most assuredly, what I'm teaching you today comes from the heart of God. It comes from the mouth of God. It comes from the word of God. And so what I'm teaching you today is no different than if Jesus Christ was teaching you this very day. Most assuredly, you must be born again if you want to see the kingdom of God. And so it's just as simple as that. You can argue with it. You can say, well, my good works will get me into heaven. My good works will stand for me in the day of judgment. Or you can say, well, there's many routes up to the top of the mountain. There's many ways to get to God, and you just have to pick one and then do your best to get up that route to God. And so there's many different explanations that people give for knowing God, or how they can know God, how they can know that they're going to go to heaven. You may think you're going to get some kind of great reward. Maybe you're going to get virgins when you get to heaven. Maybe you're going to get lots of crazy things about how good you were and all this kind of stuff. No, you must be born again. You must be born again. Jesus said it, and I'm saying it to you because I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the way to God, the Son of the living God. And I believe what he said about himself, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him. John 14:6, Jesus said that about himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. So then in verse 4, it goes on to say, Nicodemus said to Jesus, how can a man be born again? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Well, that's a good question. And Jesus wasn't talking about a natural birth when he said you must be born again. We have a natural birth. You have a mother. She pushed you out. You were born some point in time on the earth, and then at some point in time, you're going to die. Your life will be over. You're going to die. You're going to be finished. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, you are appointed once to die, and then comes the judgment. So you're going to have a death. You had a birth. You had a life. You have a death. And what Jesus is talking about is a spiritual rebirth or a spiritual birth. Being born again, you be born in a spiritual manner so that you become a new creation. You become a new babe in Christ, a new creation. Behold, the old has passed away. The old spiritual life has passed away, and a new spiritual life is born, and you start out as a baby. You start out drinking milk. You start out with fundamental understanding of just the basics of the Christian faith, and then you proceed on to maturity, proceed on to being a mature man or a mature woman, not necessarily corresponding to age. You can be a mature spiritual person when you're 21 years old or even 10 years old. You can be a mature spiritual person if you understand the basic tenets of the Christian faith. And you mostly learn those by studying God's word and also through dreams and visions. God can give you a word and instruction about himself, revelation about himself. And so Jesus said, you have to be born again in a spiritual way. Verse 5, Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And so then he goes on to say, do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. And so he likens the Holy Spirit to the wind. And you know, the wind, it comes and goes. Sometimes it's a circling wind. Sometimes it's a straight wind. Sometimes it's just a gentle breeze. But he likens the Holy Spirit to the wind. You don't know where the wind is coming from. You don't know how it is generated. Meteorologists have explanations in meteorology about how the wind is generated, but in reality, they don't really know, and they don't know where it's going. When the wind leaves your farm, or when it leaves your compound or your house, you don't know where the wind is going. You don't know who it's going to blow on next, or what the speed of the wind is going to be. Or sometimes a tornado forms out of nowhere and drops down out of the sky and causes mass destruction. So you don't understand the wind. And it's the very same way Jesus said with the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is circling around on the earth, moving about on the earth, you don't know who it's going to hit next. And that we have the Holy Spirit on the earth, been put out on the earth. My Spirit is out on all mankind. Peter said in Acts chapter 2 that the Spirit would be put out on all mankind, and people would come to know Jesus. They would prophesy. And they would, the old men would dream dreams, the young men would see visions. And so the Holy Spirit hits people, convicts them of sin, righteousness, and judgment, convicts them of their sin. And it can come from situations like this where you're listening to the radio. It might come from a visit you have with somebody who's born again. They drop a comment on you, or they drop a small teaching on you. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's listening to a television program where somebody makes reference to God or reference to Jesus. We have athletes that put black chalk under their eyes and they put scripture in that black chalk. And so there's a lot of different ways people are spreading the gospel. Nowadays, you have people making witness testimonies, even politicians referring to God bless America. You pull out your dollar bill and it says God bless America on it. And so there's a lot of different ways that the Holy Spirit can be transferred to you or promoted to you in ways that you don't understand. Just like you don't know where the wind is coming from on any one day in your life. You don't know how the Holy Spirit is going to come to you and how it's going to convict you. Maybe there's circumstances in your life that make you more receptive to the conviction of the Holy Spirit, convinces you of your wicked ways, convinces you that you're a sinner, and then convinces you that you need a Savior. I should say He, because the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, the triune nature of God. The Holy Spirit is God. And so He convicts you of sin, of righteousness, and judgment, because the ruler of this world, the devil, has been judged. And he has been judged by Jesus Christ. And beloved, when Jesus says the ruler has been judged, most assuredly, you can accept that statement because he has been judged. And so Jesus goes on then to say that the wind blows where it wishes, and the Holy Spirit is just like this. And I know some of the people listening to me today, the wind of the Holy Spirit is blowing on you today. You're listening to these words. You don't know for sure if you're born again. You don't know for sure if you're saved. You don't know for sure if you were to die tonight, if you were out there on the road and had an accident. And I praise God, I hope nobody has that situation in their life, but every single day here in Kenya, people get wiped out on the roads. And so there's people dying every single day who had no plan for their life after that moment in time when they met their death. And so Nicodemus says, well, how can these things be that you're saying? And Jesus answered and said to him, are you a teacher of Israel and you do not know these things? So Jesus is saying, you're supposed to know these things, and you're teaching your fellow Jews, you're teaching your fellow people about the answers to the questions of life, and yet you don't understand the basic things of life. Jesus said again, most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. So he's talking about the Trinity there. He's saying, we speak and we know and we testify that you do not receive our witness. And he's speaking as one of the members of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus says, and this is a condemnation of Nicodemus, he says, if I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And Jesus says, you don't even understand the simple earthly things. He's speaking primarily of things in the Old Testament, the scrolls, and the story of the Jewish people, how God led them out of bondage, out of captivity in Egypt, led them through the wilderness and into the promised land. And then Jesus said, if you don't understand the earthly things, how are you going to understand the heavenly things? Because the deep mysteries of God have to do with heavenly things. It has to do with eternal life with God and with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in heaven. It has to do with the knowledge of good and evil, to reject evil and understand the knowledge of Jesus Christ is the source of peace, the source of joy, the source of contentment, and all of the things that you desire in your life comes from Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said, Matthew 6:33, seek me first, my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So he's talking about knowing him, a knowledge of Jesus Christ, and you will then find satisfaction. You'll find fulfillment and peace and joy in your life. Then Jesus goes on to talk about something that happened out in the wilderness area when Moses was leading the children of Israel. Verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, Moses was leading the children of Israel. They started to be bit by serpents out there. They were dying in big numbers. And the Lord told Moses, put a fiery serpent on top of a pole and raise it up in front of the people. And when they get bit by the snakes, when they get bit by the serpents, they can look at that pole and they will be saved. They will not die from the poison in the snakes. And so Moses did that. People started to look at that pole, started to look at that fiery serpent, and they did not perish. They did not die. Well, that was a picture of Jesus Christ being lifted up on the cross as people looked at Jesus Christ dying on the cross, shedding his precious, perfect blood to wash our sins away. As we look to that cross, Jesus said himself, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And so as you look to that cross, you will be set free from all kinds of bondage. You'll be set free from sickness. You'll be delivered from the chains that hold you, chains of fear, chains of anxiety, chains of depression. You'll be set free just as those people were set free when they looked to those fiery serpents. When you look to Jesus on the cross, you will be set free. You will be born again. You will know the peace that comes from Jesus Christ and a relationship, a knowledge of him. And so then the most famous scripture, one of the most famous scriptures then in all the New Testament, John 3:16, I'm sure many of you have it committed to memory. I'm sure many of you already know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so that is God's plan for your life. That is the plan of salvation. For God so loved the world, he loved you, he created you. His desire in creating you was that you would fellowship with God, that he would fellowship with you, that your life would give glory to God, that your life would be a testimony to God in your life. And so, beloved, that's the reason you were created. That's the reason you were born. That's the reason God has preserved you. I'm sure if you look at your life, you would see many ways that you could have died or maybe should have died. And God protected you. He watched over you. He guarded you. And so that is God's plan for your life, that you will have everlasting life through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And you obtain that everlasting life when you confess Jesus as your Lord, as your Savior. Matthew 10:32, Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father who is in heaven. And when you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father who is in heaven. So your salvation comes as a result of your confession. Your salvation comes as a result of the fact that you understand Jesus died for you, that you're a sinner, you are separated from God. Your iniquity has separated you from God. And when you say yes to Jesus, then his blood washes your sin away. You are a new creation. Then you're water baptized to show the world what has taken place in your heart. Baptism doesn't save you. It just shows the world, this is what I believe, Water baptism is part of your testimony. This is what I believe. And the water washes in a symbolic way, washes your sins away, just as the blood of Jesus in reality washes your sins away. Well, verse 17, I'm going to close here with this. Last verse, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And so when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then Jesus' blood washes your sin away. That is God's plan for every single person on the earth. And it is God's plan for people here in Africa, in Makunda Village, even the Muslims and people of other faiths. It is God's will that they come to know Jesus, that they be born again, that Jesus' blood washes their sin away. And beloved, doesn't matter what you've done. Maybe you've been a wretched sinner. You've been involved in a lot of very ugly, wretched things. You're not proud of them. You're trying to get away from it. Beloved, this is the answer. The Holy Spirit is convicting you today. The person of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, is convicting you today that you need a Savior. You need Jesus Christ because he is the Savior. He said, I came not to condemn the world, but I came to save the world. Well, beloved, today is the day of decision for some of you. I hope you make that good decision. Contact me, purepray@hotmail.com, if you make that decision to receive Jesus. We'll get you some information, some literature to study, and you'll be on your way in your Christian walk. Well, Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise God for that. Contact us at Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. You can use your credit or debit card at paypal.me/gatherTheOutcast. That's paypal.me/gatherTheOutcast. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Jim Rao. We'd love to hear from you today. Sit down today and write us out a check or make a donation. Help keep these radio broadcasts coming. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.